Okay, thank you, Director.
Is this statutory? Chris, is there any wiggle room in that statute, or is
No,
there's
because
none?
this has happened in Blanding before,
Yeah, it's cut and
where,
dried.
yeah, it was at the end of 3 years, the previous individual was let go. I shouldn't say previous, it was a prior assessor. So the State Tax Commission monitors it, and so what's the timing at this point? Even if he was approved today, I guess you'd have enough time to get that in, but what's impeding right now is the 1 month contingency, right?
Yes.
How quickly could you do two appraisals? You don't have to go out. If you've already gone out and inspected them.
So the appraisals have to be reviewed. That's the problem.
It would have to be reviewed, but this body could be the reviewer, right? Am I wrong on that?
There's no reason we couldn't have them submitted, to us,
Directly.
for review.
Yeah, directly to us. Don't meet again
So,
though until end of December, right?
yeah,
we can always schedule an
Yes.
emergency meeting if there's a reason.
Okay. Because I'm
I'm
just thinking he
wondering.
still needs time to take the test. And I'm assuming he'll, making the assumption that the next two reviews will pass, but that's a condition too.
Yes.
So Rick, you mentioned earlier that you had done 10 and you had submitted. Did you submit all 10 or did you
I
submit
did.
just the ones we looked at?
No, I submitted 10 appraisals.
Okay. And I know you've done inspections on properties that could be utilized just as part of your assessor process.
It's the time is just so short.
I am thinking out loud. Would it be possible to maybe approve conditionally with review of those two reports?
So I think that would go against the criteria. The criteria specifically says that experience has to be approved prior to the exam being taken.
Correct.
So I think if I think the best the board could do is remove the 1 month restriction and have Rick get two revised or two new reports submitted as soon as possible. We can have an emergency board meeting for the board to discuss the two new assignments or appraisal reports, and then he would still have, depending on how quickly he could do that, I mean, two or three.
I would be open to him just completing two reports, not with the supervisor's signature even, so that we can
That's what I
review
would
his
do.
process. But then they're not valid reports because he doesn't have a supervisor's signature on them.
That's
But I
right.
think what we're
Right.
going for is, do you understand the process? So is that something we could do?
Do you mean,
As a board, can we accept two experience? I mean, this has opened up a whole can of worms here. Because I wouldn't do this for a fee appraiser.
if he revises the reports, do they have to be reviewed again? if he just revises reports he submitted, do they have to be reviewed again? Can he just revise them and submit them?
So the board does have discretion based on the hearing. I don't think we have to go back to an experience review member, but I'm just worried about what the criteria says and what USPAP says. I mean, experience has to be USPAP compliant. We have to follow what the criteria says. So I'm wondering, I don't know that we can accept an appraisal that's not signed by the supervisory appraiser as qualified experience.
Yeah.
We can't. So
I would make a motion that we allow Rick to submit 2 reports as quickly as possible so that we can reconvene the board to either approve or deny, for example.
I'll second that.
Okay. A motion and a second. Probably worth just clarifying this would replace in place of the prior motion regarding the pathway forward. So this eliminates any minimum time frame, and as soon as those are submitted, we can convene an emergency meeting with the board members to review the submitted reports and then make a decision as to how to proceed with the experience. Is that the intent, Kevin? Have I missed anything there?
That's the intent.
Okay.
And these are new reports?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Any other discussion on that? All right. Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. And then we'll rely on the division to notify us once those have been submitted, and then we can schedule a time to connect or to have a meeting and review as a board.
And I'll also just point out, assuming that those 2 reports pass the board's review, we can also assist with getting him set up on an exam if he's having difficulty finding a time. I don't know how long the process will take, but we can work with our third-party testing provider to maybe open up additional seats if he's having difficulty finding a time to test.
Wonderful. Okay, very good. Well, hopefully that's it is at least a viable path forward. So we, I think, have laid that out. Anything else to discuss? If not, we can close the meeting again.
I make a motion that we close the meeting.
I'll second.
Okay.
Motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay.